cause I know how to do it like a this. And I'm the daddy.
Daddy rock,
yeah. I'm the daddy.
Daddy roll,
yeah. I said I'm daddy.
Daddy rock, yeah.
Yeah, I'm daddy.
Daddy, daddy,
daddy. Hey, I'm daddy rolling stone. Yeah,
daddy
yeah.
Roll,
welcome to Work Your Soul. My name is Gail Smith, with you for an hour of the best in 60s and 70s soul and R&B, all on those lovely original vinyl 45s from the vaults down under. We started off with Derek Martin, his version of Otis Blackwell's Daddy Rolling Stone on the Crackerjack label from 1963. And we're going to stay in that R&B vein for the next little bracket. You're listening to Work Your Soul.
Come on and take your time. You're about to many women, boys in my stable. Then I had eyes for my next door neighbor. That's what caused me to commit this crime. Shot her man and got me 99. If you ever gonna commit a
something you're burning, and it's working on me. And my temperature's rising up to 103. I'm a soul crying fire, oh, something to see. 'Cause there's something you're burning, and it's working on me. Hey, and I call it
dancing.
It got my soul on fire.
Dancing.
You got me feeling with the fire.
Dancing.
I'm like a broken.
coming up at it, all right now. better. All better. Now, come on, baby. Walk that walk.
You can never go wrong with a little bit of New Orleans soul. And there it was, Warren Lee, Climb the Ladder, from 1967 on Dsu. Before that, we had the Anglos on the Orbit label and Incense from 1965, co-written by a chap called Jimmy Miller, who's a musician and producer, worked with, among others, the Spencer Davis Group, and also produced seminal albums for the Rolling Stones, such as Beggar's Banquet, Sticky Fingers, and Let It Bleed. And then he also went on to work with Motorhead, Delaney and Bonnie, and even Primal Scream. What an eclectic mix. Before that, we were delving into the 50s, 1957 to be exact, Billy Boy Arnold on VJ and Prisoner's Plea. And we also had in there from 67, Little Girl, Take Your Time on the Lorry label from Louisiana Red. You're listening to Work Your Soul. Thank you.
no,
no, no, no.
Isn't much I know, but it was home, 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 home for my baby, and home, 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 home for me too. And now she's gone, I'm alone, so whoa, whoa, all alone with three rooms and a running water. She made it heaven here on earth. Three rooms with running water, without her what's it worth? It's just a hole in the wall where the rent is cheap, where the noise in the hall at night won't let you sleep.
H.B. Barnum there, Three Rooms with Running Water on the Imperial label from 1964. Before that, we had Ray Pollard leading the Wanderers on a track written and produced by the wonderful Burt Burns on United Artists, and that was You Can't Run Away From Me from 1963. Before that, from 66, The Icemen and Sugar Baby on the Same R label, written by Jimmy Norman, who had also worked with the Coasters, Irma Thomas, Johnny Nash, Jimi Hendrix and Bob Marley. And Hendrix had actually featured on an earlier Iceman 45, My Girl, She's a Fox. So I think it's probably safe to assume that he had a hand in Sugar Baby as well. Before that, we had Gino Parks from 68, a nice double cider from one of Motown's early signings on the Crazy Horse label. And that was Nerves of Steel. Don't forget, you can keep in touch with us here at Work Your Soul. You can head to Work Your Soul's Facebook page. You can email me, gailsoul@gmail.com, or head to Twitter, where the handle is @gailsoul. And don't forget, you can also get this podcast on the Face Radio out of Brooklyn, through Hull Soul Club, through Pure Rhythm Radio, Apple Podcasts, Mixcloud, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher and Podbean. So however you got here, a very warm welcome, and thank you all for spreading the word about Work Your Soul. We're going to start the next bracket with Mix Pick. You've all been waiting for it. This is Chuck Henley, and you're listening to Work Your Soul.
From the soul of Brooklyn, you are listening to The Face Radio.
I wanna know why. Oh.
wanna know why. Oh, why?
Thank you. Going to the place with the heavy beat. Going to a soul. small is good. Sit down alone at the deepest ocean and try to drink it good. The kind of love you've been giving to me makes me feel like a mighty man.
Like a mighty
I'm a play walk through the lion's country and make a beat out of the palm of my hand. Oh, that ain't loving you, baby. Say you
yeah.
I will gladly walk through the end of the world if I thought you were waiting
yeah.
Baby, don't think I'm foolish giving you so much, for you just don't know how you make me feel when I'm embraced and you're tender.
You're listening to Work Your Soul, and you cannot go wrong with a bit of Bobby Bland. That was the instrumental version to Good Time Charlie, which you can find on the flip of this 45 from 1966 on the Duke label. Before that, a track you can pick up for less than $20, and I think that's a bargain, from 1968 on the Review label, Lee Charles, If That Ain't Loving You. We also had another good double cider in there, Dee and Joe, I Found a Love, on the Jubilee label. And at the top, as promised, another track written by Del Shar, otherwise known as Carlton Fisher, band member of the Showstoppers and also the Vibrations, and there they were with Solar Go-Go from 66 on the OK label. You're listening to Work Your Soul, just a few tracks to go before the end of this month's show, so let's crack on. This is Bobby Wilson.
Everybody remember the sound of the big old, the king of men. system. Lord, if you're a woman, I know you'll understand.
Loving that man.
Lord,
if you're a woman,
hey,
hey,
hey.
Lord,
ooh,
Lord.
Some nice little tracks in that section there. We had Vernon Garrett from 1970 on the Cap label, We People in the Ghetto. From 73, the guy who brought the Jackson 5 to Motown, and of course lead singer with the Vancouvers, that was Bobby Taylor on Epic and I Can't Quit Your Love. Darlene Love from 77, track written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, arranged by Nino Tempo and produced by Phil Spector. All the big guns were thrown at this one on the Warner Spector label, Lord If You're a Woman. We also had in there Marvin L. Sims' great track, almost as good in my opinion as his Get Off My Back. That was from 68 and that was talking about soul on the Revue label. And at the top from 67 on Vault, we had Bobby Wilson and Feels Good. In the background, we've got from 1972, Bob's Band and Score on the Atco label, taking us out of Work Your Soul for this month. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I love spinning these 45s for a whole hour and hope you enjoy it too. Thank you so much for your company. We'll do it all again in 4 weeks' time. This is Gail Smith signing off. Bye for now.
You are listening to The Face Radio.